Welcome to the Basic Money Matters Show, where we will discuss tools and tips to help you manage your money. Are you ready to get your finances in order? Well, here's your host, Annette Sullivan, certified public accountant and owner of Temple Management Consulting, to show us how.
You have had this great idea for a very long time, and this is an idea that you want to take and start a business with, whether it be your own hair salon or your own consulting firm or manufacturing a particular product that you find that you believe is unique and a great need in the community. Regardless of what it is, it's something that's been tugging at you for a long time. And while you've been working for somebody else, you continue to think about it and think about it and think about it and wonder, how do I get this started? You're tired of commuting to someone else's job. You're tired of office politics. You have a great idea. You have a great product. You have what you feel a great service, and you are ready to get started. Well, guess what? It's your time. You should. There is only one life to live. And if this is something that has been tugging at you and you've been wanting to do for such a long time and just haven't found the bravado to move forward, we all get comfortable where we are. There is a security in having and knowing a paycheck is coming 2 weeks from now. And of course, along with that are all of the benefits that being employed by someone else offers. However, there are great benefits, wonderful advantages to being self-employed, an entrepreneur. And so in this episode, we are going to encourage you to move forward. If you believe that you can handle this, we're going to encourage you to move forward and offer some initial things for you to consider as you begin to plan. This is initial planning to start your own business. And the wonderful thing about what we're going to talk about today is that these 10 things that we will discuss are just initial things to consider. They relate to those of you who have already started your business. You may have been in business for 1, 2, or 3 years from now, but you find that there may be several items on this list of things that we discuss that you have not put into place. So it'll be helpful for you. This episode is going to be helpful for rising or initial or starting business owners, young business owners, businesses, organizations that have been around for a long time. Just because you may have been running a business for a long time does not mean you cannot take advantage of and learn from some of these things that we will discuss today and in further episodes. So we will have several shows relating to starting and running a business. Now, you might wonder, why in the world would we be talking about this in the middle of a pandemic when businesses are struggling? Well, that doesn't mean you're going to struggle. In fact, if you are currently unemployed, this is the best time for you to put into place the infrastructure for your business. What do we mean by infrastructure? Move forward, set your name, decide on a location, go to the Secretary of State for where you live, start putting into place all of those things that you probably would not have had time to do while you were working for someone else. Now that you have more time on your hands, This is an awesome time for you to start that business. You may not be able to put the money into it. You may not be able to get it operational, but you can set it up, do the planning while you have time on your hands. So the question that you should ask yourself is, can you handle it? When you are running your own business, you are your own boss. When you are working for yourself, it is not just a job, it is a way of life. When you are self-employed, you must have the type of discipline, self-discipline, to get up, make phone calls, market when you don't feel like it. You must have the discipline to keep working, be structured, and not watch television or go and take a huge break for hours and hours and hours when you know you should be doing something else. When you are self-employed, you have to have the type of personality to be able to work with clients and customers who are demanding, can be more, some more demanding than others. You must have the personality to work also with those who are supplying services to you. You must be able to work with your own employees. You must be able to work with professional service providers like lawyers and bankers and accountants. If you're the type of individual who wants to just do the work in your business and be left alone, maybe you should reconsider. Because as a self-employed individual, you will be wearing many hats. You will likely, as you start this business, be human resources. You will likely be the sales department. You will likely also be the accounting department. Are you following where I'm going? And so at the point where you'll always need a banker. You can't do your own banking in terms of providing that. You will need to have a banker. And so really the greater point here is make sure that you clearly understand that you will wear many hats and you're not quite sure. None of us know how long we will have to wear those many hats. So be prepared for being, once again, HR, administrative, all of those things. Now, you can do that. You just need to be prepared for it. Bottom line is you need to think hard and long, take some introspection, go within yourself, be honest. Ask yourself the question, can I handle being self-employed? Do I have the discipline to do it? Is this business idea that I have something that I am passionate about enough to handle all of those, wear all of those hats? If your answer is no, then you should continue to look for a job working for someone else. On the other hand, if your answer is yes, move forward. Plan. Put in place all that you need to start your business. So, with that said, there are 10 things, just very simple things. They're huge, but I'm going to talk about them in a very simple way. There are 10 things that today we want you to consider in your initial planning stages when starting your own business. So first is, what type of business will it be? Regardless of the type of business it will be, you need to make sure that you, number one, understand the business, that you have the experience, the expertise, the know-how in that area. You may not be an expert initially, but if it's an area that you truly are interested and enjoy, then you need to do the research to be an expert in that product or service. So the first thing is, what type of business do you want? A restaurant, a retail outlet? You want to provide consulting services, accounting services, whatever it might be. The second thing that you should consider is facilities. You need to choose a location. For the nature of that business, will you need a physical facility to operate in? If so, you will need to do the research around the most suitable location for your target market. Your headquarters, and you need to decide, where should I lease or rent a facility? If the business does not require a separate location, then obviously you should probably consider working from home, which will be the least expensive option. So if you can work from home, then of course you should now begin to set up an office in your home. Yes, an office. An office, a space where you can actually get the work done in an undisturbed way. Now, many of us are doing that now. You probably already have a spot, a location. So this is going to be probably one of the easiest things, since millions and millions and millions of people all over this world are working remotely. So that's number two, facilities. Now, there are a lot of options when it comes to facilities. And of course, when you're talking about working from home, you have to consider the laws in your county around home offices. So you will check that out as well. What are the requirements? Also, if you feel like you will need an outside office to rent or lease, then do so. There are a lot of options with that. You can lease shared space. You don't have to just spend an enormous amount of money and have a dedicated office space. There are virtual office spaces out there that you can lease for a fraction of the cost of leasing a full building. So please keep that in mind. They're virtual spaces. Number three, as you are planning to start your business, most businesses are not making money in the initial year or years, or not making a lot of money in the initial year or years. So if you are still working for someone else and you would like to start a business, I want to speak to you directly now. Highly recommend that you do this while you are working for someone else and you have backup income. It is actually the best situation to be in while you are working for someone else, and not during work hours, but outside of work hours. So you won't have the type of pressure to keep your household going if you did not have a job. So you're in a very good position if you are already working to go ahead and set up the business while you are already working. And you can probably take on clients while you are already working, as long as you're doing so outside of your employer's time on your weekends or in the evenings. And that way you get to get the business going and up and running. And when you're in a position where you can no longer do both, then you can make a transition at your flexibility, at your leisure. And so for those of you who are not working, you have obviously the advantage of more time on your hands to get all of this started. Regardless of whether you're working or not working, you need to have a cushion in your savings account of at least 6 months, ideally. Obviously, if you're not working, that could be a challenge. But if you can, you will need a cushion to keep the household going. So as you are running this business and starting out, and the business may not be generating any profits, you can still pay your mortgage and rent and lights and gas. That is very, very important. The last thing that anyone needs to do, will want to do, is leave a job. Just leave a perfectly fine job to just start these initial steps and start a business. Now you're putting yourself at risk to keep your household going. So be smart about it. Always have a cushion if you can to keep your household going for a good 6 months, if possible, to keep things going while the business is slowly ramping up. Number four. So number three was personal finances, or make sure you have a cushion of savings, if possible. Number four is you can't run a business unless you have set up a structure for the business. You will have to decide what the legal structure will be. For example, will you conduct a business as a sole proprietor? A sole proprietor is an individual, John Smith, who may start a business and call it Smith's Consulting, and he has no need to set it up as an LLC or as a corporation or a partnership. He'd rather just move right into it, and he would rather just, it's the quickest way to get the business going, and he wants to just start under John Smith Consulting. He can do that. In your state and county, you will need to check your state and county laws. Likely, the minimum that John Smith would need would be a business license. Now, there are advantages and disadvantages to the various structures, legal structures of a business. So the four main legal structures that you have to choose from is, number one, a sole proprietorship, which does not require you to do anything with your Secretary of State. You do not have to do anything if you're operating as a sole proprietorship. As a sole proprietorship, the business is you and you are the business, one and the same. The business's revenues and expenses and losses and incomes are reported on your personal 1040 form, tax form, when you do your taxes. The second legal structure of a business that you may want to consider is an LLC, limited liability corporation. Now, with a sole proprietorship, there are advantages and disadvantages. The first advantage is that it's easiest. The disadvantages, it has the highest risk of exposure, liability exposure. If someone sues you as a sole proprietorship, once again, what did I say? You are the business is you. That means you personally would be sued. The business isn't separate. Which is why many people move to another legal structure that better protects them personally. And that would be all of the other structures. So we have a limited liability corporation, LLC, is a second. A third is a corporation. And a fourth is a partnership. So Each type of entity has its own characteristics, and the structure that you will choose will depend on your particular needs. Okay, so once again, some offer more protection than other. The bottom line is you want to protect your personal assets from lawsuits involving the business. Number five, very close to legal structure is taxes. So you want to consider taxes. As you know, the IRS is going to want to have their fair share of the profits in your business. So how you and your business will be taxed is an important factor to consider. For example, if you choose a corporation or a C corporation as your legal structure, you may be subject to what one calls a double tax. One tax when the corporation makes a profit, and another when those profits are distributed to the owners. On the other hand, if you operate as a partnership, only the owners, the individual owners, are taxed and not the business. So you need to carefully weigh tax considerations. So number six is accounting and record keeping. Yes, even the moment you decide to start operations, you should establish some type of system of accounting and record keeping. Accounting serves a very important purpose in every single business, large and small. Because without accounting, without a system of accounting of your revenues and your expenses of your business, you have no idea how you're doing. You will need record keeping and a summary of that record keeping in order to have some financial statements that will inform you of how well you're doing. So, in addition, if you don't have solid record keeping, you would be hard pressed to have supporting documentation for your expenses on your tax returns. And if you ever are subject to any type of audit or examination, you will need to have that supporting documentation. So please, please plan for maintaining very thorough records of all financial transactions. Under the topic of accounting and record keeping for your business, you're going to have to decide a method of accounting, such as, am I going to account for my transactions on a cash basis or accrual method? And we will talk about that in a little deeper in another episode. The most important thing is that you are aware that you will need to choose a method of accounting. Also, you will definitely need to decide when your business's fiscal year begins and ends. You choose that. So what is a fiscal year? So as you all know, that a calendar year is January through December. That's just the calendar year. Now, most businesses' fiscal year, they use the calendar year as their fiscal year. The fiscal year is the 12-month period of time that a business has chosen to start its new year cycle and end its new year cycle. So, for example, you know how a business may say, we made $100,000 last year. We lost $20 million last year. Well, it's that last year part that is the fiscal year of that business. So when they say last year, for them, last year is their fiscal year. So the business may be operating on a fiscal year that starts July 1 and ends 12 months later on June 30th. So that is the fiscal year that that business operates on each year. So on July 1, they will start over again in terms of recording or capturing their revenues. And then on June 30th of the next year, that's when they cut off all of the transactions relating to that fiscal year. And then when they prepare financial reports, it will be for the fiscal year July 1 through June 30th. If you chose a calendar year as a fiscal year, simple enough, it would be January 1 of each year and it will end December 31 of each year. Businesses will choose their fiscal year oftentimes as it relates to that business's cycles of seasons or cycles. For example, retail stores often have fiscal years that are very closely aligned with high revenue periods of time. So you choose a fiscal year. Number 7, insurance. Every business needs to have the proper insurance in place. Once again, we talked before about protecting our personal assets and the importance. One of the first steps in protecting our personal assets is to have various types of insurance in place to mitigate the risk of our personal assets being used and eaten up by some type of lawsuit or whatever it may be, major loss. Same thing with a business. Your insurance needs for a business will be property and mainly property and life insurance. And then ultimately, as you have employees, you will have a need for workers' compensation insurance and, of course, health insurance. Then we move to number 9, which is marketing and advertising. Every business markets and advertises, whether by word of mouth for a sole proprietor or through some major campaign. It is very helpful to have a marketing plan. It does not have to be extensive. There just needs to be a plan in place as to the types of marketing that you will be doing, when you will be doing, and how you will market. How will you price your product or service? Who are your competitors? Who is your target market? And what is the best way to reach them? What is the key message that you would like to deliver? You probably want to do some type of market research before putting together a marketing strategy. So there's so much to marketing, but the point is you don't have to be a marketing guru. You may have to consult someone in this space, but there's enough information out there that's available for you to be able to do this on your own, especially if you have time. So make sure that at the very minimum, you have given consideration, a strong consideration as to your marketing efforts, your target market. Write all of this down and develop an action plan around how you're going to market and when you would market. And lastly, licenses, permits, and registrations. I say this now because 9 times out of 10, you will need to take care of all of these in your initial stages, in your planning stage. You may need to obtain, obviously, licenses and permits, business license, or you may even need to register with your Secretary of State if you're going to have a legal structure, something other than a sole proprietorship. So if you are going to create a corporation, then you will definitely need to go to the Secretary of State for your state and look to determine what are the requirements, prepare your application, pay the fees to establish your corporation. And there may be various local permits that you would need to obtain. So please make sure you understand what all of the permitting and licensing and registration requirements are for your municipality, for your county, and for your state prior to starting operations. That's a lot to consider, but those are some foundational first 10 initial planning steps that every business needs to undertake. Now, once again, if you are already operating, now these are not things that just happen one time. Rest assured that marketing is ongoing for every business through its perpetuity. Okay. Even licensing and permits and registrations, regulations and rules are always changing. So you may get one license now, and 3 years down the road, there may be some change that would require you to get another type of license. Most important thing is that you are on top of those things and that you take care of them as they occur. So in our next episode, we will continue to move forward and drill down on initial planning steps and just try to be as practical as possible to help you to move forward in your dream of starting and running your business to be successful, because there is no ceiling. When you have your own business, there is no ceiling. The sky is the limit. Thank you for listening to this episode of Basic Money Matters, where we take the complicated financial parts of your life and your business and make it easy for you to understand.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Basic Money Matters show. Please visit our website at templemanagementconsulting.com. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of Basic Money Matters. Thanks again for joining us.